Morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're joined by Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Got a lot of fun stuff lined up. We're going to get in some entertainment news. We're talking a little tattoos and some other stuff. And we, of course, kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. We got Denise in with us. How you doing, Denise?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate you braving the travels today to get in here.
My pleasure.
Always appreciate the time. Denise, how are things going over at the shop?
Excellent. They're getting close to being done with that front addition. We will be moving in probably next week, so it's very exciting. A little chaotic yet, so we apologize, and we want to forewarn anybody that comes in, expect a little bit of a mess yet, but we're getting there. Close.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. We do want to shout out those construction workers and everybody working so hard over there, and certainly your staff and all those furry friends of ours handling this so well.
Yeah.
When it comes to handling things over there as well, we always like to see where we can help out, give a hand. I encourage people to keep an your Facebook page and keep an up to date on that.
Yes.
Because that's one of the ways you guys let people know that, hey, we could really use help with this or something.
Yes.
But are there anything that we could, like, specifically we could really help out with right now? We certainly always want to grab extra cans of food if we can, and
yes,
that kind of thing.
Yep, we're in dire need of litter, cat litter. We took in a bunch of strays that came in last week, or the end of last week, beginning of this week. So we need some litter. If anybody has any extra that can drop off for us, we would greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're doing those things, it's an investment in our community.
Absolutely.
It really is. Yep. Helping out. One less thing that you guys have to put on your docket,
right,
always helps out.
It does.
And, you'd stop by, drop it off at everything. And I don't get to say this enough. The vibe, the energy, the fun that is there over at the Humane Society is palpable. It's a wonderful vibe. Just getting there, you feel it before you even are in the building.
It is the animals and the people that care for them, volunteers, staff, even the community members that come in to socialize cats. They all are there for one reason, because they love animals and they want to care for those animals. It's just, you can feel it. You're right. It's amazing.
There's a like-minded energy there that is just really noticeable.
Yeah.
And I will say that big old dog on top of the roof does help a little bit.
He's going back up.
Is he?
He's in storage right now, but he's definitely going up when they get that roof done.
I'm going to be honest with everybody. I was going to ask off air because I was afraid of the answer. It's so good to hear, Denise.
Oh, yeah,
so good.
They said, do you want us to get rid of it? I'm like, absolutely not. He's going back.
Does he have a name? Has anybody ever named him?
Because I asked that too, and nobody seems to know if it was given a name.
Apparently not.
Wow, that might be a contest or something.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, fundraiser.
Yes, exactly. We'll talk about that. Who is our pet of the week, Denise?
We're going to go with Willow today. She is a 4-year-old brindle. I think she's a mastiff mix. She's not a big dog, but she's that goofy, silly, lovable. You know, she'll do tricks. She knows how to do the paw thing. She's just very lovable. But she has a lot of energy. She has puppy energy at age 4, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
But would make a family a great pet. If you're interested, fill out an application and come on in and meet Willow.
Willow's got a great smile. And just looks like a very happy dog.
She is all the time. Mm. Yeah, very lovable.
I don't know what it is. Like, I can take 30 minutes to try to take one picture of myself that isn't even like a face shot. It's just like a picture of me.
I know.
Every dog I see on this website, all are perfect. Just very photogenic.
Good job. Yeah, I don't know how, because I go to take a picture of my dogs and I take my phone out and they go.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. These dogs know. They're good.
Well trained.
Yep.
Willow looks beautiful, and Willow has her shots.
Yep, been spayed, fully vaccinated, microchipped, ready to go.
Right on. Very good to hear. And Willow has been there waiting for you for a little bit,
yeah,
too,
she's
and
been
everything.
There. She's one of our longer runners. Not our longest, but she's been there a while. She was in foster for a while, too, so.
We're always looking for every time it is about the right fit. And so we certainly wouldn't want anybody grabbing an animal just for this reason or that. It's got to be the right fit.
Absolutely.
But when we can make that fit with an animal that's been there a while, it's so meaningful.
We cry even, because you get so attached to these animals. To see someone finally finding their forever pet and it's a match, it's beautiful.
You said that, and I immediately thought of some times that I've been a part of a shelter life with that. And you're right. You don't forget those moments.
You don't,
it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Find out about Willow and so many of these other great animals over there. Your new best friend is waiting for you over at the Southwick County Humane Society. Reach out to them anytime. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Stop on by with maybe that extra cat litter or some food if you can at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Would encourage you to call ahead. Not a bad idea, or you can direct message them on Facebook and those kind of, you know, that way as well. There's plenty of ways to reach out to our Humane Society and check ahead before maybe stopping on by. And be listening every Thursday for another opportunity to hear our Pet of the Week and catch up with our Southwick County Humane Society. To any businesses out there, can't think of a better way to promote your business than to attach yourself to this nonprofit in this segment. Reach out to our front office, 715-424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with our sales team and get you a part of the team. Denise, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
We'll talk again real soon.
You bet.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more show for you. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Such a fantastically layered beat. We got some entertainment news to dive into, but we want to say shout out our friend Denise from the mm-hmm. Southland County Humane Society and Willow, our Pet of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Find out more about our Humane Society by following them on social media and, of course, reaching out to them through their website, swchs.com. Buy local, support local. That includes our nonprofits, of course, and our good friends over at the Humane Society. I got a couple of entertainment things, notes I want to get to with you, Seth, but real quick, I do want to touch on a quick story.
Okay.
Not a story. I read an article with Samuel Jackson recently.
Okay.
Out of Variety. You can check it out yourself. I think it's already been published. And just had an interesting comment in there. And I bring it up in part because we just got done, I believe yesterday was Bruce Willis's birthday.
That's correct.
And oftentimes these kind of people in our entertainment world, in our entertainment lives, mm-hmm. you know, especially like somebody like him who's been a part of our lives for 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, since we were kids, Bruce Willis, since Moonlighting for me, but for some of you out there, it's his action movies or whatever. We don't usually get a chance to appreciate these people before we lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, for those that don't know, Bruce Willis is dealing with some pretty heavy health issues right now.
Yes.
And not being morbid about it, we just don't know how long he has. That's right. From his family. That's from Demi. That's from his daughter. It's not me saying that or just throwing that out there.
Right.
And so that's part of the reason I bring this up, because I just thought it was kind of a cool story between two old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis have been friends for a long time. And Bruce Willis told Samuel to find a recurring role, quote, everybody loves, so that he'd be protected from box office flops. Bruce told me, quote, hopefully you'll be able to find a character that when you make bad movies and they don't make any money, you can always go back to this character everybody loves. Jackson remembers. He said, Arnold's got Terminator. Sylvester's got Rocky and Rambo. I've got John McClane.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, it didn't occur to me until I got the Nick Fury role.
Right.
And I had a 9-picture deal to be Nick Fury. With that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'm doing what Bruce said. I got this character now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And think about two things there. One, Samuel Jackson gets his break very late in his life.
Right.
And so it's part of the reason why he has the work ethic he does, why mm-hmm. he's not going to stop working and all this. But it's many, many years. It's, I think, 2 decades in between that break and Goodfellas and the Nick Fury role mm-hmm. until he gets that role.
Yeah, that's 2008. Yeah. Very so, close to 20 years. Yeah.
A credit to him as an actor for getting, you know, sticking mm-hmm. around and being able to be that, you know, mm-hmm. Prevalent and everything. But it's also just one of the more insightful notes I've heard. Now, that's really better. That's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You've got to get to a certain level before you can even think about something like that. But it's more insightful than I think I've heard most people give as far as acting right. advice.
Right.
Because this is a business. And everything I was saying about college sports and everything like that, there's not too much difference with acting.
No.
Actors are just, you know, they're just farm animals
yeah.
to production companies.
Dime a dozen, right?
Stand on X, deliver your line, get out of the way, let the next scene come in.
You know how Hitchcock referred to actors?
Yes.
Cows, basically, yeah.
That's exactly, one of my favorite directors of all time referred to the craft I love so much as being
just a bunch of cows,
yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying any of this for empathy at all. Every actor in the world knows what we sign up for, and everything. But I do think it's noteworthy when we're talking about this stuff. And I think it's interesting.
Right.
You know, the way this the industry works and the way that you have to learn these head games almost to be able to survive in this industry.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what the funny thing is that it turned out to be Nick Fury was the role because the backstory on all of that. Okay, so like in the early 2000s, Marvel did this thing, okay, that kind of did a side world, you know, called the Ultimate Universe, right? Mm-hmm. So they rebooted the X-Men, Spider-Man, the Avengers, you know, and they kind of retold the origin story in a different way, in a modern kind of way. Well, they reimagined Nick Fury in those comics. Now, Nick Fury for many years had been, you know, this cigar chomping, you know, white dude who's, you know, who was one of Cap's old friends kind of thing. Well, they changed him into an African-American character that looks suspiciously like Samuel L. Jackson. And it was very obvious. I mean, you could see that they was based on him. And so when it came around time to, you know, we're going to do this movie series and we need a connective tissue, let's make it Nick Fury. Makes sense, right? Well,
who's there?
Who could be Nick Fury for us? Wow, he's right there. And I mean, and to credit Samuel Jackson for accepting that role too, that might have been somewhat daunting, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They created after me? Oh, okay, you know, that kind of thing. But
I know everybody crushes Secret Invasion, and I get it.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to fight good, right?
John. Yeah. But I loved getting to see Nick Fury in like six episodes.
Being like the star, right? Finally.
And getting to see Samuel Jackson take a character and really get deep into it and really build that character. There was a lot more to that character and his emotions that I'd expected him to do.
It was a great performance.
For me, that was worth watching it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to watch it again, but it was worth watching it just to see his performance.
Good performance.
I don't think anybody's going to truly be able to appreciate him in the body of work this man has created until it's all done. Because it's just, for one,
it's really
he's
remarkable.
Not even close to retirement.
No, of course not.
And it's still being worked. You know, it's we're still in the middle of it and everything. It's like trying to judge LeBron's career in some ways
while he's still in it, right? Yeah.
We do this it's almost a segment we do of you know, former TV show houses that are for sale or movie houses that are for sale. I don't think we've ever done one like this, Seth.
Oh,
The Shining turns 45 this year, so to celebrate, you can catch a screening of it at the Real Overlook Hotel.
Oh,
you just have to travel to Mount Hood, Oregon first.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel you see in the movie is the Timberland Lodge. It was only used for the exterior shots. The interior was filmed at the studio in England.
Right.
The special screening is going on at $75. It's in October. It includes access to the lodge for the day, photo ops, horror merch, and all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
If you're also into visiting film locations, there's also a screening of Halloween Kills at the Memorial Hospital in Wilmington, North Carolina, where they filmed a lot of that.
Wow.
And a screening of Scream at Woodsboro High School in Sonoma, California in October, where they filmed some of that.
Okay. Is this a new kind of tourism that we're witnessing here? You know, I know people like to go to, you know, if they're still around, you know, go to like a famous house, you know, from a movie, take pictures, that kind of thing. But maybe this is going to be a new thing. Go to, you know, famous film, although the Halloween one, I don't know. That was famous, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, you know, go to famous that are still standing, you know, and show movies there and have like events there kind of thing.
I've only known a couple people that have done things like this. And anyone I've talked to, they leave like very like, well, that was cool, but it was disappointing.
Ambivalent, right? Yeah.
Because of a lot of what you're going there to see is the interior stuff.
And that's long gone.
Yeah.
They didn't film it there. It's just the outside. Yeah.
So I don't know that this is going to hit the mark for some people. And I also, like, and I am incredibly biased on this one. As I've mentioned many times, my Nana had me watching The Shining at 7 years old. I'm a little numb to that movie and movies like that. That being said, I can't think of any movie or any TV show where I would want to go visit the set of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless I'm actually acting on that show or whatever.
Right.
I don't really have a lot of pull to that.
I
think it's part of the detachment I do that I don't like about myself when I'm dissecting this stuff, that I don't get into it like your normal fan.
Right.
And I really envy that. I would like to go see certain like locations. I think it'd be kind of cool. But at the same time, I know that it's not what it is. And
I'll tell you what, if you want to do that, go to LA and go to the Universal tour.
Because
then you can see like where all they mean where they build the sets and you can see it's an actual working lot still. So I mean, if you want to see movies magic, there you go. You can see the behind the scenes right there.
longtime guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne, Zakk Wylde, also a great guitarist and a solo artist himself with Black Label Society and some other things, he revealed an interesting detail about Ozzy Osbourne's final concert coming up on July 5th in Birmingham, England. All the other bands on the bill will be playing Black Sabbath songs. Those bands include Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Guns N' Roses, Tool, Hellstorm, Alice in Chains, Lamb of God, Anthrax, Mastodon.
Well, of the ones you'd expect, basically, to be there, right? Yeah.
I am very curious about that Pantera formation. I need to know who's on guitar and drums in that band. But regardless, Ozzy is reuniting with the original members of Sabbath during the show,
right.
But they're not doing a full set. Ozzy previously said he'll quote little bits and pieces of them.
Right. He's really not able to do a lot anymore like that. So, yeah.
So thankful I got to see the version of this. I got to see Black Sabbath. And I think it was the first Ozfest, they had members of Black Sabbath, but they had like the drummer from Faith No More and some other stuff. That second Ozfest, they had the original Black Sabbath together, and my God, just because I don't even know what it's like to see them in their prime. I only saw them in their 50s, 60s, and I still was blown away. I saw a lot of young acts that day. I didn't see anybody take over the stage like that band did.
And there's a reason that they were, they have such a dedicated following.
I hope this is streaming or something, because I doubt I'm going to be able to get over to across the pond.
Go to Birmingham,
That'd be pretty cool. That seems like an amazing show. And again, just like I was saying with Bruce Willis, whether you like Ozzy or not, whether you're a fan or not or anything, getting a chance for this guy to do a curtain call it means something. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool, especially him. Like, who had that on their bingo card? I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm a big Ozzy fan. But I don't think a lot of people had Ozzy making it to this age and being able to do these kind of
including
things.
Including Ozzy, I'm sure.
I was just going to say, Ozzy at the top of the list. At the top of the list, Ozzy. And then Sharon right after that.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. It's pretty cool. I don't know about you, Seth, but I am a sucker for buddy films and partner movies and the old cop movies, that kind of format.
Sure.
We grew up on it. Mm-hmm. It was a big part of the 80s and 90s films, and so I don't know if it's that or what it is, but it usually catches me. Mm-hmm. Well, Entertainment Weekly put together a list of the 25 best pairs of fictional best friends from movies and TV.
Okay.
We have 10 for you here, and I want your list, everybody, or at least your favorites.
A couple there, yeah. If you have a whole list ready, first of all, why? And then second, share it with us, I guess.
Please feel free to. You can text it to us if you like through the Civic Media app, or you can call in through the app, or call up at 715-424-2600. At number 10, Seth and Evan from Superbad.
Oh, God. Seriously?
That's an interesting combo.
Oh, man. Yeah. My name. It's just run through the dirt. No,
SpongeBob and Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants.
They are good friends. I'll give them that. They're very good friends.
Yeah. I love this one. At number 8, and this list is put together by a lot of younger people, too.
Okay. All right.
Lucy and Ethel from I Love Lucy.
Hey. Now, that's pretty darn cool. Yeah. And that's good. I like
could
that.
Not agree more.
Yeah.
Could not agree more. Mm-hmm. Boy, did they have each other's back. Man, did they.
Certainly did. Through all their wacky hijinks, right?
Yeah. Gotta love that show. Joey and Chandler from Friends. Chandler, right? His name was Chandler?
Yeah. And that one, actually, of all the relationships on that show, that was probably the most fun, because they played, and I haven't seen a lot of episodes, but the ones they had a lot of chemistry, those two actors did together.
Well, it's Matt LeBlanc and Matthew Perry.
Yes,
yeah, those two were really good together.
Very good together. Yeah.
They worked together in other stuff too, and were really good. Meredith and Christina from Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Know nothing.
I'm lost on
so
that.
So I'll take your word for that one.
They had two characters on that show that are still around. Like, they killed off
the whole cast. On that show.
Maverick and Goose from Top Gun cracked the top 5.
Jeez. Of course, more volleyball.
Yeah,
more beach volleyball. I thought that was what the sequel was going to be, nothing but beach volleyball.
Yeah,
I was sorely disappointed.
They didn't do it. I thought they were going that route too. Wayne and Garth from SNL's Wayne's World.
It's weird that they're that high on the list.
Yeah,
the sketches were funny, and the first film was, was fun. I remember watching it a few times. I never saw the second one, but yeah, okay.
I admit I'm a sucker for both of them. Saw both of them in the theaters. You can't have a movie that has Stan Mikita's diner, and I'm not going to be a diehard fan of it. I'm sorry. I'm too much of a
horror. The whole Chicago thing. Yes, yeah, I got it.
Game on! Like, just so many parts of those movies, man. Farley. There's so many great things. Not Farley. Farley and Airheads is what I was thinking.
Yes, that's what you were thinking of.
Farley's guest cameo in Airheads is one of my favorite cameos of all time. Woody and Buzz from Toy Story.
Totally.
At number three.
Totally. Yep. You got a friend in me.
Yeah. Yeah. Great pairing.
Put that song in your head, James, just to be mean.
Yes. Thank you very much for that. It will be an earworm in my head. Randy knew we'd be playing in my head the rest of the day. One of my better pairings, my better friends, just always chooses to do that to me. You are the worst at earworms. One of the people that knows me very well, and you know this very well. At number two, I found this interesting. Thelma and Louise from Thelma and Louise.
I was totally there. I know they're going to be on the list, but I'm not sure where. And I'm actually, that's good. I thought maybe they'd be number one, but that's really good. Yeah, not surprised.
So I don't know if they did this on purpose or not, and I didn't see the complete list. But I'm noticing there aren't really like brothers or sisters on this list.
No, it's just friends, basically. Yeah.
So that seems to be a little bit of a deciding factor on there. And at number one, totally excellent. Wild Stallions, Bill and Ted from the Bill and Ted movies. I'm good with that.
Again, surprising that they're number one, but I guess I'm totally with that. I mean, two guys, they know each other inside and out.
Yep, and very good friends. And
you have the experiences that they have, you know, traveling through time and saving the world through their rocking. I mean, you know, yeah.
I would like to put into honorable mention Tom Hanks and John Lovitz as two wild, the two guys to say, hey, oh, how you doing? Yeah. And, you know, okay, going that way. I love those guys. Or Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd.
Wild and crazy guys. Yeah.
Those are good ones. If we're talking SNL characters.
Yeah,
we
could do Hans and Franz, you know. Yeah,
Popular.
Yeah.
Some good ones out there. There's some great pairings, but of this list, and again, great list, have no problem with
pretty
it.
Pretty good.
I do have a problem with the Cisco Kid and Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid not being on here.
Maybe they're lower on the list there in the top 25.
That's insane to me. That's literally insane to me that they didn't crack the top 10.
That movie didn't quite, you know, it hasn't have the cultural cache as some of like The Sting or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's, now there's another pairing.
Again, I guess Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Why can't we just put those, like the actual.
There you go.
The actors, Robert Redford and Paul Newman, put them together.
The only actual real people on the list are Paul Newman and Robert. I'm good with that. Yes. Yeah. Then I'm okay with the list. Yeah. Longer they're in the top five.
Yep.
We will take a time out, get to our news partner and sports break, and we'll come back at some more fun. We're going to be talking about a couple of things, like the WFHR newsletter. We want to remind everybody, just in a couple of hours, WFHR newsletter is going to be dropping. Got a new edition for you, all set and ready to go. All you got to do is go to WFHR.com, take a minute, sign up for it. As long as you got an email address, you can get our edition.
Super duper free.
There is some wonderful, important news going on in that article. In this particular article, a lot of great sports coverage. You're going to get a little preview of some shows coming up. All kinds of great stuff there. Big thank you to our staff and everybody working so hard
doing a great
newsletter.
Job, guys. Yep,
appreciate you. Get to WFHR.com and sign up for that newsletter and stick around. We're talking about tattoo anxiety coming up and a Texas woman that hit the lottery and then that ain't right story. All that coming up for you on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody. Mm-hmm. Safe travels out there, everyone.
Nice sunny day out there. Nice.
I've got journalistically, we'll mention, I have seven tattoos, and have been getting them since I was 18. Mm-hmm. So bring that up because we're going to talk a little tattoos.
All right.
I don't know about you, Seth, but one of the things that I have heard from people at times when the reasons why they haven't are vary on different things. I'm not sure what to get. I've heard people, especially nowadays, saying, oh, everybody has one, so I don't want to get one anymore, which is kind of funny to me, the way that spot that has turned.
It's flipped. Totally. Flipped. I used to joke. I was like, when the first craze, and I'm not saying craze or whatever it was, when people, a lot more people started getting tattoos, I would, you know, take the curmudgeon stance and be like, the only people that should have tattoos are bikers and sailors, you know, that kind of thing.
That's great. But are you too anxious about being, you know, getting having the needle? Because the other part is the pain people often worry about.
Yep.
So there's apparently a new trend of people going under general anesthesia while getting tattooed. The benefits, they say, you wouldn't have to worry about the needle's pain, and there are people who get bored, apparently, when they're doing this, when they're getting tattoo work.
I suppose. It depends on how elaborate it is, I guess.
Now, there are a few drawbacks. For one, you know, dying. at least one person has died while being put under during a back tattoo.
Okay. It's become pretty common. You know, so many people have surgery and general anesthesia. The anesthesia is not... It can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
And the less you do it, the better you're off doing it, because then you're not taking chances. Now, for the most part, yeah, people are fine, you know, but if you've ever had surgery, you know, or been under that, I had my gallbladder removed, so I've been under general anesthesia. It's coming out of it sucks, first of all. It's not fun at all. And, man, just to do it for something like this, I don't know.
It's one thing to do this for, you know, necessary surgery.
Yeah,
but right. As much as I love my tattoos and everything, they are not necessary. They are not, no. That's crazy.
you could live just fine without them, right?
There's also a few less severe medical issues that could come up, like infections and allergic reactions.
Yep.
And there's, of course, the cost. If you've ever had an operation or something that requires you to be put under anesthesia, you know that it is way more expensive than maybe like CBD oil or something like that or whatever.
Just super more expensive.
You know, make you feel a little more relaxed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A tattoo artist says a back tattoo with sedation could cost you anywhere between $30,000 to $35,000.
Yeah, because it costs, and it's mostly the anesthesia.
I will also journalistically admit all seven of my tattoos outside of one of them have all been done at the same place here in town, Images right. and Ink. A shout out to Dan and Dawn. The boredom part, this is like when Dawn and I catch up. So I would
so get to know your artist, in other words, right?
Yeah. Right. Like I've never been bored in that chair. I've had some work done where I've been in that chair for hours and I've never been bored. You know, so that part, I have no journalistic integrity on. I don't know what you're talking about. When Dan was doing my earlier tattoo, it was the same thing. We were talking music half the time and
right.
everything. By the time I'm done, I'm like, oh, we're done. And you know, and I'm actually there another 20 minutes while we're finishing our conversation.
Chatting, right? Yeah.
The pain part, I have to admit, I have a very high pain tolerance.
Sure.
And so I've never, like, there are certain parts, because I'm also skinny,
yeah.
that I have definitely felt pain.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's fleeting. It's comes and goes.
Yeah.
And sneaky thing about it, some of us kind of don't mind it. Don't mind it, you know? I'm not a pain guy. I don't like pain. But
right.
In this one particular circumstance in life, I don't mind it. It doesn't really bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah. It's like, for me, it's like getting a shot or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
So I admit all of that when I'm talking about this. And at the same time, I don't think any of that matters. We're talking about something insane. Can we be honest here? Like, it's insane. I can't imagine a reputable tattoo artist that even wants to do this.
Right.
Like, we're not talking about some industry where everybody gets into it because they want to become Rockefellers. You're getting into this industry because you have a passion for the arts, you have a care for doing something like this, you have a passion to do it, and adding on anesthesia to it? Like, and I think you should want to be awake for it.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think about, you know, what are the reasons you want a tattoo? And of course, you know, because it's going to be with you forever, you know, that kind of thing. You're going to be inked. It's going to be there. Part of it, I always thought, now, and again, you can tell me if I'm wrong, as someone who's never gotten a tattoo, the experience was part of it.
Yeah.
Getting it done was part of the experience of having a tattoo. So missing it seems like you're missing something in the whole process.
Yeah. I don't know about most, but I know that one of the bragging rights has always been, you know, hey, I got this done. You know, look at it. Because the acknowledgement, you don't have to say it. I was awake for the whole thing. Like, we know you were awake.
We know you were there.
Yeah.
In fact, because, you know, the old joke, you know, you get drunk and get a tattoo. They don't do that anymore.
Nope.
They don't allow drunk people to get tattoos anymore.
No.
So
I've only been getting work done for about 20 years. And in that 20 years, like, it's adamant. Like, I don't know a single reputable tattoo artist that will do
reputable
any work.
Reputable is probably the key word there, but yes, yeah.
And that is a key word in this, because this isn't something I don't recommend somebody just walking into a shop and pointing at something on the wall and getting it done. talk to the artist. Talk to them. They are artists.
Yes.
And if they are not an artist, you might not be in the right building.
go find someone else.
It's being real about it. And you know, have some, just put a little thought and energy into it. And I think that you're going to see that you don't want to be knocked out. You want to see this develop. I know one of the things that I thought was kind of cool is seeing Dawn work. I have always admired artists mm-hmm. and people who can draw and paint.
Visual arts,
and all
yeah.
this. Being able to do it on the human body, that's a whole other level, man.
Every canvas is different.
Yeah.
Think about that. You know, a painter has, you know, canvas that are generally, you know, maybe there's small differences in there and they can exploit that. But man, think of the differences. Every piece of, every person, every different part of the body, it's always new and different. That's like artistry. That's like true artistry, being able to navigate that.
I can't imagine being in the afterlife or whatever there is, or whatever you believe there is, and like, so how did you go? How did you go? Oh, cancer. Oh, you, old age. You. Oh, I got a tattoo done. What? Yeah. What?
And I was under anesthesia and I died.
You're going to have some bad breath.
Get out of here with that. Yeah. You go stand over there with those guys.
You're
going
to get made fun of a lot, man. I'm just telling you right now. Take a time out. We'll take a time out in a minute, sorry. Because I wanted to get to this story.
Okay.
I got ahead of myself. It's a That Ain't Right story. We usually do them in the last segment, but I got to get this one in. A woman in Texas hit the lottery last month for $83.5
million. Wow.
Nah, congratulations to her.
Yep.
So we think.
Uh-oh.
She bought the ticket through a, quote, courier app called Jackpot that's owned by the gambling site DraftKings. You pay through the app and they send someone to buy your ticket for you. What could go wrong? Lawmakers in Texas have been moving to ban the app and apps like it, partly because Texas state law says you have to pay cash for lotto tickets. Around 9% of tickets sold in the state are bought through one. Okay. The state Senate recently passed a bill that would have banned them, but the House didn't pass it yet, so it never became law. But now, after the woman's win, the Lottery Commission announced they are banning them, so Jackpot stopped operating in Texas.
Uh-oh.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants an investigation into the win because, of course, that's what this guy does. Anything to take your eye off the ball and make you not paying attention to the real problems in Texas. He's a master at this. Mm-hmm. Don't pay any attention to the problems over here. Pay attention to this over here. And that's why she has been paid, because of this whole thing that doesn't have any actual like help towards Texas people. The lottery says they won't pay up until the investigation is over, and she's not the only one that they're investigating. They're also looking into Big Lotto win from 2023, where a company in New Jersey bought so many tickets, they basically guaranteed a win. They spent $25 million, $195 million, so they beat the system, and officials don't like it. The woman's lawyer says her case is totally different, but she's not getting paid, at least for now. That's a That Ain't Right story, man.
That's a very That Ain't Right story. Wow. What do you say about that?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, shouldn't probably have state funding based on lottery. And this is a lot of states, including Wisconsin, including Illinois. That there's something that I just don't like about that. It just makes me feel icky. You know, anything you attach anything to gambling like that, it's just, I don't like it.
And why do states have to do this? Because we take from our natural economies.
Mm-hmm.
Whether like in here in Wisconsin, what we've done to our ag industry and how we've treated that.
We have $4 billion just sitting around doing nothing.
Go ahead and throw into your Googler when the last time we've updated minimum wage in this state. There's a heavy conversation going on right now about how do we keep Wisconsinites in Wisconsin? How do we get people to move to this state? There are ways to do this mm-hmm. that certain people don't want you to do,
mm-hmm.
that certain people don't want to, oh no, we'll leave it up to businesses. Well, I got on record, one of our representatives in the answer to that mm-hmm. and them being like, oh, wait a minute, we can't leave it up to businesses. Looks what happens when we do that more times than not.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
You want to leave it up to businesses? That's how you got self-checkout. That's how you got things like that. Mm-hmm. Less jobs.
Less jobs. Doesn't make any sense to me. No. But yeah.
There's some real troubles in Texas. This is not in. This doesn't crack the top 50. Like, actually do some real work, man. Like, actually do some real work and listen to your constituents.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the,
why would
the
you
boss.
Live in Texas again? I'm trying to remember. Oh, the weather's pretty nice down there. But
as we get, I do love Galveston. Galveston over
that's
there,
that's a good
man.
City. Austin's pretty cool,
yeah,
right?
Oh, that's what I've heard. Pretty, yeah. I like my time in Houston. Mm. I liked Houston. That okay. was a fun
very
time.
Cool.
But yeah, I don't know about living there. I don't know about living there. We will take a time out. We will come back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR.
You say.
Welcome back, everybody.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
You know, with all the Beatles you've been playing today, I felt we're in a Fab Four Friday mm-hmm. all of a sudden. You know,
a little bit of a throwback.
A little throwback to Friday, even though it's Thursday.
Still. It counts. We appreciate you all sticking around and hanging out with us today. Thanks so much for joining us for Serious Comedy to start your day. Spread the word about the show, everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know many local morning shows doing what we're doing or having, you know, interacting with communities the way we do or covering our community the way we do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and spread the word about our shows and find out more at WFHR.com. Get on over there, lock in, and sign up for that newsletter. Got mm-hmm. a new edition coming up in just a couple hours.
Yep.
A lot of great
fresh,
work being done
good
on
news
it.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate
tasty
everybody
news.
Working
I'm trying
on
to
that.
Figure out food metaphors.
Yeah,
here
delicious,
something.
Delicious news.
News. Yeah,
I don't know. Delicious,
tasty.
Yeah. Funky news.
I don't know if I want to try that.
I don't know where that came from. Check it out, WFHR.com. And again, a big thank you to everybody working so hard on that newsletter. Mm-hmm. I got a That Ain't Right story I want to touch on real quick. A second one, our feature That Ain't Right story.
This is our feature one, okay.
So is it too early to start celebrating April Fool's Day? 2 days ago on March 18th, this is noteworthy, March 18th, Lipton Iced Tea went on social media and announced that their peach iced tea was being discontinued. It was a little random since it seems like one of their core flavors and one that most people like. Mm-hmm. They said, maybe one day a peach will make a legendary comeback. We appreciate you understanding during this period of adjustment and apologies for any inconvenience caused. Hashtag RIP peach with the P in RIP
peach,
as the peach.
Yeah, RIP peach. Yeah.
One comment on said, peach is the only flavor people like. Why are you doing this? Delete and pretend you were hacked. Then yesterday, Lipton made another post revealing that it was an April Fool's gag. And peach is here to stay. And yes, April Fool's is in mid-March, apparently.
Okay.
Lipton laughed about the quote, freak out in the comments, saying that they the way people had were mad at us, too, adding the crying emoji. If you don't know what to say about this, you're missing out. Lipton said that they're going to comb through everyone's reactions to their early April Fool's fake announcement, and they'll be, quote, sending a surprise to the biggest fans with the biggest reactions.
Wow. That's weird.
I don't know about anybody else, but I do this from time to time. Just like we planned it. You know, when things somehow just fall into place or whatever. Right. I really feel like that this is one
maybe,
of those ones.
Maybe, you know, it's hard to say. Man, it's hard to say anymore with a lot of this stuff. So, I guess the old joke about April Fool's Day is the best way to pull a prank on April Fool's Day is not do it on April Fool's Day, right? Because everyone's expecting it on that day.
I don't know. Like, just own it. Just
come
own
on,
it, you know.
Lipton.
Just own it. I don't know if this is worse or because this is the equivalent of my account was hacked. You know, that's what it's it
sort
is.
Sort of, yeah. It really is. Yeah.
Which, by the way, to anybody that actually does have their account hacked and somebody posts something that's really bad, I feel a little bad for them
because no one's going to believe them.
Nobody's going to believe a single person on that one. No. I don't know. I don't even know why, like, you would even, if you're Lipton, necessarily joke about this. In major part because even for you, if you did this at noon on April 1st, I don't think I'd make this joke. Certain jokes, I don't think certain companies can afford to make.
That's a good point.
If there are 5 or 10 people out there that believe this, and they say that to their friends and family, and it turns into 20 and 30 and 40 or whatever. Nowadays, all I got to do is throw into my search engine and look something up.
Yep.
But we all know people don't take that step half the time.
Nope.
I wouldn't take the chance. I don't see the cause and effect. I don't see the worthness of this.
I don't know, man. It just seems like it was a misfire.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a misfire. I see what they were trying to do, but I don't think it worked really well.
I'll admit, too, I don't know if I've ever even had a Lipton iced tea. So I'm not
I know I have not. I do not like iced tea. So
Me neither.
That would be me. I like hot tea, but not iced tea. So
we got to take a look at our schedule and our good stories of the day coming up today. We will have Wisconsin basketball at 11:30.
Yep.
We got the Badgers starting their run, hopefully, here in the March Madness.
Well, as they take my bracket, there's one.
Same. I got them up until Alabama. Wisconsin taking on Montana, 11:30. Our pregame will kick off for that one. Mm-hmm. Not knowing when that will end, we've got a best of lined up for you at with Midday Magazine yep. at part in there. And one of our guests, we do have a live guest, though, today. Yes. We do have a real guest, our in-studio guest.
Yes.
Lisa Kubis. We haven't talked to Lisa in a while.
Lisa, yeah.
Lisa Kubis, executive director with Visit Rome, is going to be joining us. We're going to be putting a spotlight on the Rome area and talking about all the cool things going on over
excellent,
there.
Excellent.
And keep in mind, everybody, we'll be following the Badgers throughout the tournament. As far as they go, we'll be covering them live on analog.
Live on analog?
Yeah, I didn't say that right. I'll fix it in post. I'm being told we're live.
Okay.
You cannot get the Badger games on the Civic Media app.
There's no streaming allowed. Yes. So you can catch it over the air on 97.5 or 1320 for WFHR, but you cannot open the app and hear it. It will not be playing there. So
encourage you to listen in and have some fun with it, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Our great friends over at the League of Women Voters in the Wisconsin Rapids area and McMillan Library are inviting voters to attend a candidate meet and greet going on tonight. Mm-hmm. The candidate featured are those running for seats on the Wisconsin Rapids and Port Edward school boards. Mm-hmm. The meet and greet will be held at the all-purpose room at McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids beginning at 6 today.
Yep.
Our Wisconsin Rapids School District, Port Edward School District going to be represented over there. Encourage you to check out this free event. They'll have refreshments available for attendees. Yep.
On the it's not on the sheet you have there, James, but on the website it does say from 6 to 6:55 is the Wisconsin Rapids candidates, and then from 7 to 7:55 is the Port Edwards candidate. So it's a little more of a breakdown so people can know when to go.
Be sure to attend. Check that out, everybody, and act like adults. I just ask everybody to act like adults at these things. I wish I didn't have to say that, but I appreciate those that I don't have to say that to.
Right.
And I appreciate all of these candidates.
They're putting it themselves out there, you know. You got to give them all credit for that.
And I want to thank every one of them and all the candidates that have come in for our interviews, mm-hmm. For our spotlight series on our candidates and everything. A big thank you to all of them, and thank you to Pam Hilke and the great scheduling she's done with
fabulous
that.
Job.
One more time, I'll give these tickets away. Michael Kavanaugh in town tonight. I bet you Michael's already in town.
He probably is.
Getting ready and everything. He's a perfect showman, so have no doubt.
Yep.
He's going to be singing Piano Man, Rocket Man, Benny and the Jets, Moving Out, I'm Still Standing, My Life, all of the hits from Elton John and Billy Joel right there for you.
I know there's tons of Billy Joel and Elton John fans in this town, man. And I know you're there.
And somehow, and I got the chance to talk to him about this off air a little bit, somehow Michael does this where he makes you think of these artists, sounds similar to them, but not like he's trying to be them.
No, they're not imitating them. Which is a great feat, man. It's if you can awesome make it your line. Own stuff, right? Yeah, make it your own music.
To be able to walk that line. Yeah. It's really impressive. Get your tickets at SaverTheArts.com. And if you want a pair for free, call up 715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app.
Yes.
And let us know one of your favorite Broadway songs or shows or something like that. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Let's see here. It's Happy International Day of Happiness today. Today is International Day of Happiness. The UN made it a holiday back in 2012 to promote the idea that happiness is a basic human right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. A fabulous idea.
It's a good one.
Yes.
The New England Aquarium just built a retirement community for penguins and me. That is where I'm retiring, everybody. It is where I will be. If you ever are looking for me, that's where I'll be.
I love the idea of people coming in just like, oh, look at them out loud. And there's this really tall penguin there. Yes. I'm not sure what species he was.
I'm kidding, of course. I'll never be able to retire. The rock slopes are more gradual, and they don't have to deal with the nonsense younger penguins that get up to and everything.
The nonsense. I love that.
The first six just moved in, and they're doing great. Their species has an average lifespan of 10 to 15 years, but most of them are already twice that old. The youngest is 29, and the oldest is 34.
Okay.
As a side note, they're trying to re-examine this with the whole animal kingdom, but especially penguins.
Right.
Hey, maybe we have this age of life wrong. maybe like human beings, their life expectancy is getting longer, like with dogs and cats. Gets really wild when you look at turtles or parrots that are already long-lived.
Long-lived animals, yeah.
They're apparently living even longer. Than some. So they say the penguins should be happier there. It's also easier to do things like give them their daily meds and everything.
Of course. Of course. That's really cool.
And it's awesome, you guys. You have to check that out. It's really cool. Officials in the Netherlands brought back their popular fish doorbell again. It's something they've been doing since 2021 to help fish migrate up a river. There's a gate that can't get that they can't get past unless someone opens it for them. So they set up a live stream to let people all over the world monitor the gate. If you see fish, you click a button to let someone know. Last we checked, 1,500 people were watching. I am clicking on it right now.
Okay, there we go.
With Seth here.
Okay, did you spot a fish? Okay.
Just to see where this works, how this
live stream there. Yeah, okay.
Nothing going on right now.
No.
But we will keep an eye on this one. I'm going to bookmark this.
That's great.
I'm going to check this out more. The fish doorbell. You can find this at just type into your search bar.
That looks like it's in Dutch there. So yeah.
Fish doorbell, everybody, is your best bet. But that's a cool idea.
That's a very cool idea.
Very smart idea. I like that. And one more shout out to our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to help out any way you can over there. They could use cat litter, cat and dog food. Mm-hmm. Certainly, once they open their doors, they'll be looking for more volunteers. But for now, find out what they could use and find your next best friend over there. You can email them office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. Mm-hmm. It's a great follow. Great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, if you got to stop by over there, it's 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support local. Great show today, man.
You too, man.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.